Get the work done this summer and book a skip bin with Bingo. Google Bingo Bins today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Hope you can join me. 1-300-736-736. The show is all about your calls. So give me a call anytime you like. Love talking to you about the world of sport, the world of footy, anything that moves you that you'd like to discuss. 1-300-736-736. Jump on the line. Always got time to talk to you. That's the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia, top dollar paid on all trade-ins. 1-300-736-736. You can also get me on the Speckle text. 0433-98-1116 is the Speckle text. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. And read out a few of your Speckle texts as well. But rather talk to you on the phone old school. 1-300-736-736. Heaps to get to on the program today. Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United, is going to explain to everybody how they did it. He said they were going to play attacking basketball. They played attacking basketball a couple of days ago against the Kings in Sydney. They were 16 points up with 6 minutes left and kept playing attacking basketball, putting up ridiculous shots early in the shot clock. But Dean Vickerman defended it, saying that's the way we got to the finals and that's the way we want to keep playing. Attack, attack, attack. And they were in kill mode from the outset last night as well. I was lucky enough to be there just as a fan for a change. Wasn't calling it. And it was amazing. So we'll talk about the basketball a little bit later on with Dean Vickerman. Looking forward to talking to Levi Casbolt as well. As Carlton Membership Day on SEN. Today, only buy a three-game membership, get access to six games at membership.carltonfc.com.au. So I'll talk to Levi Casbolt a little bit later on about playing as a forward, refining his kicking, whether he'd rather be forward or back, the coaching changeover, the evolution of Carlton as he's seen it. From the old days when he turned up as a kid under the Judd regime and what he's got now under David Teague. So Levi Casbolt a little bit later on the show. Terry Wallace also to join me for an hour. We'll chat some footy with Terry Wallace and a heap of other stuff as well. But everyone in the football world right now reporting the St Kilda v Port Adelaide game that was scheduled for China won't happen in China. Spoken to the AFL, they're not going to put anything official out today, we understand. Tom Brown was among those reporting that Cairns was an option. He reported that on Channel 7 News on Friday night. And from the moment, to be honest, that we had Simon Lethlean on this program a few weeks ago saying that he'd like to see the game at Moorabbin, Marvel Stadium was pretty much the favourite to host it. Moorabbin wasn't really a contender, but I liked the fact that Simon Lethlean put it on the agenda. I reckon they actually missed a chance to have a sellout, a great one-off moment at Moorabbin, created by the loss of a game in China, created by a one-off opportunity. I was hoping that they might be able to put the infrastructure in and get Moorabbin up and running. Unfortunately, that's apparently not the case. Tom Morris from Fox Sports, you heard Sam Edmund, who broke the story with Gerard Whateley on this program about an hour ago, is about to join me. Tom Morris also now reporting on the Fox Sports website that that game that was scheduled for round 11, the St Kilda Port game in China, might now be played the week after when they were going to have their bye week, round 12, on the Sunday when Marvel Stadium is free. So that's Sunday, June 7th, so that game might be played that day. We'll check that out as well with Sam Edmund, but Tom Morris is reporting that. 1-300-736-736. Not sure of your thoughts, but did you go to Moorabbin for the Hawks game in the Marsh series? And is the infrastructure that bad? The AFL, I hope they at least investigated it. I hope they did look at Moorabbin seriously. I know it would have been a sellout, but just would have created a great one-off moment. Maybe the facilities are not good enough, and maybe the AFL didn't think it was capable of holding it. But I hope they at least investigated it and gave it a chance to happen. It, from the sounds of things, the AFL not confirming anything. And I spoke to Port Adelaide a couple of hours ago. I sent a text to Keith Thomas. Port Adelaide not confirming anything just yet either. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But here's what Simon Lethlean said on this program a few weeks ago, talking about the fact that if it doesn't happen in China, he'd actually like to see it happening at Moorabbin.
You won't take Port Adelaide down to Moorabbin?
Well, it's not ruled out. I mean, it's just held an AFL game. It's about to hold a men's match in a week or so, so we'll see how it see how that handles that sort of crowd and that sort of event. But obviously Marvel's sitting there with the roof and is our home ground too, so there's obviously some viable options. But we'll soon do the work on all the options that are available to us and then socialise those with the AFL to see what's best. As I said, we're about to host a night game here Thursday week at RCA Park against the Hawks, so it's a doable event. Whether it's appropriate for a home and away game, you know, others will need to decide, but we'll certainly have a look at whether it's possible, and there's no point ruling things in or out at the moment if they're options worth talking about.
Simon Lethlin, General Manager of Football at St Kilda. So 1300 736 736, missed opportunity. Should it have been at Moorabbin? A sellout with 10,000-12,000 there at Moorabbin. Is that going to be better than, you know, 15,000-odd at Marvel Stadium? 1300 736 736, or has the AFL pulled the right rein here by the looks of things and put it to Marvel Stadium the week after it was scheduled? Sam Emberton is in the studio, but jump on the line. I'll take your calls very shortly on the Werribee Kia open line. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you back.
Good to be here, Dwayne. Thanks very much for having me. This is your baby. You've been talking about this since Miami.
To be honest, I think everybody has kind of known that it wasn't going to happen in China. So, you know, I was just voicing what most people were saying, that it's pretty unlikely. But the bottom line is, to me, where was it going to be played?
Yep.
Because so for those people that don't understand the story, Port Adelaide had bought this game from St Kilda. So they were paying $500,000-odd, maybe $600,000 for this home game, the St Kilda's home game, to take the China. Now, St Kilda now miss out on that $500,000, but they get a home game back. So Port Adelaide now don't need to cough up the $500,000. It's not Port Adelaide's game. They don't own it anymore. The AFL and St Kilda own the game. So did they investigate Moorabbin or not? Was the infrastructure just not there?
Speaking of the AFL today, and you touched on something that perhaps we, from the outside looking in, don't appreciate the amount of stakeholders at play here and the amount of negotiation and the amount of organisation involved with staging a game in Shanghai. So both internationally and domestically, there's a huge amount of stuff to work through. So the AFL telling me today they've categorically decided it's going to be at Marvel Stadium. Okay. Maybe there was an opportunity.
So they've confirmed to you that it is off. China is now off.
Go with that. Okay. And definitely at Marvel Stadium. What that date looks like, though, is well and truly up for negotiation. So it was slated, obviously, for May 31, Sunday of round 11. Both teams obviously have the bye hot off the back of that, as they would otherwise be travelling back from China. So there are many slots available. We keep hearing Thursday night, but then Monday night's a possibility. Could be during the week, who would know? But obviously they've got to work through all that.
So is the week after, on the Sunday of round 12 instead of the Sunday of round 11, an option at Marvel that's not being used that day?
Well, possibly, but then they'll have to change their bye week. So what that means for the other clubs as well, and then there'll be less games the week before. And so all those things, of course, fixturing-wise and who has, then they have extra time off and less time off.
I think it'll be easier for the broadcaster to organise doing an extra game at Marvel than it would have been if the game was in Cairns. Was Cairns on the agenda?
It was. Okay. I think it was, up there at Cairns. So that was an option at one point.
So it's a better idea for the Saints, isn't it? They would have got $500,000 out of selling the game to Cairns, but it's better to take the $500,000 hit and have a home game, isn't it?
If we think the Saints are going to be any good this year, Dwayne, which many people think they will be, and they might be knocking on the fringes of the eight, an extra game at Marvel, you wouldn't complain about that. Now, what would that be? I think that'd be 9 of the first 11 games of St Kilda's season will be under the lid at Marvel Stadium. And that we know they had the need for speed. They've added a bit of it. It's the fastest deck in the comp. Hill on one wing and Zach Jones on the other. I'm liking it at the moment, Dwayne.
Absolutely. 1-300-736-736. About to come to your call. Sam Edmund has walked in. Before anything else to bubbling around in your world before we let you go and get you in later on in the program?
No, I think I'll touch base a bit later on, Dwayne.
I look forward to that as well. Sam Edmund joining. Hey, before you go, can I play a little bit of audio from the weekend of footy and get your... Can you find out from the AFL whether the umpires are instructed with 6 seconds left in a quarter, if it's the grand final, with 6 seconds left, whether the umpires are instructed not to bounce it because you'll waste seconds if you recall it? Because 3 seconds are normally wasted on a recalled bounce. So if you were down by a point in a grand final and the ball was bounced in the middle with 6 seconds left and it was a bad bounce that got recalled,
does it advantage you or not, though?
If you're 1 point up, it does, because there's now of a sudden 4 seconds left. Here's a discussion that I, Nick Riewoldt, and Jason Dunstall had on the clock and recalled bounces on the weekend.
So Mason Cox in the ruck now, and a bad bounce to start the second half. The umpire's obviously a little rusty as well.
I don't like that we've got 2 seconds off the clock there before the game's even started. If you had 6 seconds to go in a grand final and you needed a quick centre bounce, you wouldn't want to miss bounce.
I think the umpires get told to throw it up in that instance.
It's an interesting call, Dwayne. I wasn't aware that they throw it up if that's the circumstance.
I'm pretty sure.
Once again, though, you're changing the course of nature. Why not just start the clock when it hits somebody's hands?
I'm with you.
The easiest way to do it.
Can you investigate that one for me, Sam?
Gee whiz, I didn't know that either. But the Chief's spot on, though, isn't he? Just take it all out of the equation. When the ball hits hands, it's on, whether the bounce is legitimate.
Can you investigate that one
for me? Absolutely.
1-300-736-736. Sam Edmund, he'll be a regular on this program. The Newsbreaker has joined SEN, and it's great to have him. Take your calls on that as well after the break. What should the directive from the AFL be? Just bounce it as normal with 6 seconds left in a grand final, even if there's 1 point the difference, and take the chance that you'll waste 2 or 3 seconds with a recalled bounce. Should they change the rule before the start of this season? So for every centre bounce and throw up, that the clock doesn't start until it actually touches someone's hands, which is the rule in the NBA. But yeah, we don't have to follow the US, I get that. But should they just change the rule? Is Jason Dunstall right? Let's change the rule now and actually have the clock not start until it touches someone's hand. So if there's a recalled bounce, we don't waste 3 seconds every time. 1-300-736-736. Because I like Jason Dunstall's thinking, and I did have it told to me that if there was 6 seconds left in a grand final and there was 1 point the difference, that there might be an inclination to just toss the ball up. But the umpires often don't know, we're told, how long left. To Fog in Greensboro. Welcome to you, Fog.
Yeah, Dwayne, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I used to call, I think I called up the old drive time with the Ox and Marco a couple of times,
you know,
having this debate. And I'm strong, I think I'm not sure if I was the first to get on and say, but what Dunstall said, spot on. If you just start the clock once it hits the hands, and then, you know, I don't know how many times that would happen in a game where a ball, about it's rebounced, but, you know, you take out that whole scenario and you probably add a minute's game time over a game as well.
It makes sense to me. Jason Dunstall, I reckon, hit the nail on the head on Fox Footy, and I accept your call, Fog, and we'll take some more on it. 1-300-736-736. Heaps to get to. A little bit on China, but it's kind of a fait accompli now. It's going to be at Marvel Stadium, but I'll take your calls on whether or not they missed an opportunity and maybe Moravan should have been investigated. It would have been nice to have footy back there. 1-300-736-736. The recalled bounces, should the clock just start when it touches a hand, and what do you do in a grand final? Levi Casbolt, Terry Wallace, Dean Vickerman, and your calls. Plenty still to come on Dwayne's World.